Donald Trump has fallen short on his 2016 campaign promise to revive the coal industry. But 90.5 WESA's Onley Herring reports that doesn't mean affected workers will embrace Joe Biden's plan to create new energy jobs.
Trains still carry coal past the now-abandoned Matthews Mine, located on the Monongahela River in Washington County. Metal fencing blocks the mine entrance, a cave-like opening where hundreds of miners once trod miles of tunnels. Art Sullivan worked here about 40 years ago. He fondly remembers the challenge and camaraderie of the labor and what it meant for his family and neighbors.
The attachment is more to the community, the religion, the family, and the land for farming and hunting and fishing.
Sullivan advanced in the industry and eventually traveled the world consulting coal companies. But now he's left with a sense of betrayal.
Donald Trump has no plan for coal. Problem is, he lied to us. He lied to we coal miners.
The industry has lost another 10% of its workforce since Trump took office. That includes hundreds of mining jobs in southwestern Pennsylvania alone. Trump blames Obama-era regulations. In 2016, his vows to undo those rules fired up his base, especially at rallies like this one in West Virginia that aired on C-SPAN.
We're going to bring those miners back. You're going to be so proud of your president. You're going to be so proud of your country.
Democrat Joe Biden offers a very different plan for energy. While fracking for natural gas has been a key topic during this year's campaign and has been a major factor in coal's dwindling fortunes, Biden's strategy focuses on clean energy. In a campaign video, the former vice president says a $2 trillion investment in that sector wouldn't just be about the environment.
This initiative will create more than 10 million new good-paying jobs all across the clean economy in the United States of America. It's an enormous opportunity.
Some of this work has already happened locally. A dozen union carpenters worked for a year attaching solar panels to the frame of a former steel rolling mill in Hazelwood. The array now powers tech companies located there. Tim Sippy was the project foreman. He'd never worked in renewable infrastructure before. He said the main adjustment was handling the delicate glass solar panels.
You can't bang them around. So that was one challenge. The other challenge was how lightweight they are, because most of the things we pick are real heavy. But they were lightweight, so that's what they would catch the wind.
Sippy thinks Biden's plan means jobs for people in construction. But former coal miner Jason White doubts it has much to offer people like him. The Washington County native says miners would be reluctant to move from project to project after working for years in the same mine, and they'd need to learn entirely new skills. Biden says he would make sure coal miners have the support they need to make that transition. But White says it hasn't worked out that way for his neighbors.
I can't tell you how many people I know that now either work at Walmart, some job that's half of what they were making, and they're either struggling or they retired, and now they're on Social Security, so everybody's paying for them.
White supports Trump. He agrees environmental regulations hurt his industry. He says by the time Trump was elected, it was too late to undo that damage. He says a Trump loss now would just make things worse.
If he loses and the next administration says, oh, well, we're going back to where it was 8 years ago, well, then you're back to people being displaced. The power plants are going to continue to close.
Democratic Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman has long stressed both blue-collar needs and environmental principles. He says the best way to respond to White skepticism is to prioritize workers while shifting to clean energy.
We need to be held accountable and to make sure we don't leave these industries, these individuals, and these regions behind.
But Biden would have to get elected first, and voters in places like Washington County will play a big part in deciding whether that happens. Onley Herring, 90.5 WESA News.